Blog Talk Radio.
Precious saints of God, and welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. I hope that you're all doing well. As for me, pretty excited about this new series that we're doing, a follow-up to what we did last week. This series is entitled Trumpeting, the Good News of Jesus Christ in St. Johnsville. Our scripture text comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. So let's open up our Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. And we're going to read from verses 1 through 8. 1 Thessalonians 1, verses 1 through 8. Thus beginneth the reading of God's holy and precious word.
The first epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Thessalonians.
Greetings from Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy to the Church of the Thessalonians and God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith, labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of our God and Father, knowing, beloved brethren, your election by God. For our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Spirit, and in much assurance, as you know what kind of men we were among you for your sake. And you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction, with joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became examples to all in Macedonia and Achaia who believe. For from you the word of the Lord has sounded forth, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith toward God has gone out, so that we do not need to say anything.
Now look at that portion there in verse 8. It says, "For from you the word of the Lord has sounded forth, or from you has the word of the Lord been trumpeted." Not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but in also in every place. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and we praise your name, and we call upon you, O God, for understanding. Holy Spirit, we ask you to illuminate our minds, give us wisdom, open up the scriptures to us, give us the understanding that we need to not just understand the text, but to move forward in faith, to act upon the text. One thing is to understand the text, to believe the text, but what good will it do us if we do not act out the text? So bless us, Lord. Motivate us to do what you've called us to do in St. Johnsville, where you have stationed us, where you have called us. There's no doubt you called us there. And there we are, laboring for you, lifting up the name of Jesus to all men, women, young people, and children. Lord, I'm believing you for 1,000 members for Grace Church. I'm believing that you're going to give us a visitation, one that we so desperately need. Lord, we're doing everything you've called us to do. We are doing what we naturally can. Now, Lord, we pray that you would add your supernatural to our natural. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, in the New King James Version, it reads, "For from you the word of the Lord has sounded forth." It is such a mighty trumpet blast that it can be heard in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Isn't that amazing? A young church, a new convert church, is sounding the trumpet, bit of evangelism, so much so that in different areas, in different regions, has their sound reached loud and clear. Now, we're praying, we're believing God, we're trusting the Lord for souls in St. Johnsville. We are praying. At times we're fasting. We're visiting. We're sharing. We're encouraging. Believing that our labor is not in vain. Now, a few things here. As we talk about trumpeting the good news of Jesus Christ in St. Johnsville, what I would like to focus on tonight is verse number 5, which says, For our gospel came. Now, that phrase is an interesting one, because the man who's writing this is an apostle. His name is Paul. And in verse 1, he says, "Paul and Silvanus," or Silas — Silas is short for Silvanus — "and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians." Now, if you turn with me to Acts chapter 15, Acts 15:40, it says, "And Paul chose Silas and departed." Where did Paul depart from? Well, he departed from the mother church, Antioch. "And Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God." Now, in chapter 16, verse 1, it says, and he went through Syria and Cilicia, confirming the churches. So he leaves Antioch, the Antioch in Syria, and he traverses Syria to get to Cilicia. And then in verse 16, it says, and he came to Derbe and to Lystra, and behold, so forth and so on. So you can see that Paul and his missionary partner, Silas, they are on the move. They're moving. Because that's how the gospel is trumpeted. Let me share with you a few things. First of all, what's a trumpeter? What's a trumpeter? A trumpeter is a person who plays or sounds the trumpet. A trumpeter is a person who plays in an orchestra, in a band, who plays or who sounds the trumpet. Also, a trumpeter is a person who proclaims. He proclaims. Now, what is a trumpet? A trumpet is an orchestra, military, or signaling wind instrument, powerful and brilliant tone. Let me repeat that. A trumpet. What's a trumpet? Everybody knows what a trumpet is. The trumpeter puts the trumpet to his mouth, and a trumpet can be played in an orchestra. A trumpet is also used in the military when you want to round up the troops, when you want to call assembly in the morning when the troops are sleeping, and the trumpeter gets up, and at the general's command, he blows the trumpet, and all the soldiers come, they get up, they run out of their barracks, and they line up in front of the general for inspection. So a trumpet is an instrument used in an orchestra, but also used by the army. And it is used to signal. It is used to signal. It is a wind instrument of powerful and brilliant tone. Here, let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Paul alludes to the trumpet in 1 Corinthians 14:8. He says, for if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle? You see there, when Paul refers to the trumpet, he's referring to it being used by the military. So you have a trumpet and a trumpeter. And he goes on to say, for if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, soldiers know different tunes. They know different sounds that the trumpeter makes. And those sounds are commands. Some of the commands are line up for inspection. Other commands are to go forward in battle. Other commands done by the trumpeter are let's retreat. So there's different sounds. So Paul says, if the trumpet or the trumpeter give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself for the battle? The soldiers will be confused. What is the trumpeter playing? We don't know what that sound means. So again, trumpeting the good news of Jesus Christ where? In St. Johnsville. Well, to be an exceptional trumpeter, you have to have, one, exceptional hearing. You've got to have exceptional hearing. If you're in the Army and your job is to be a trumpeter, you don't carry a rifle, you don't carry a musket, you don't shoot, you don't engage in battle. Your job is to stand by the general and watch or hear for the general's commands. Based on the general's commands, the trumpeter trumpets the sound that will convey the general's command. So a trumpeter needs to have what? Exceptional hearing. But also, a trumpeter needs to have exceptional sight, because he may get separated from the general and may not be able to hear the general, but the general can give him hand signals through those hand signals that the trumpeter knows what command the general wants sounded. So you got to have exceptional hearing, 2, exceptional sight, 3, exceptional lungs. A trumpeter's got to blow loudly, and you use your lungs. 4, you got to have exceptional lips. You got to practice, got to be good at it. 5, a trumpeter's got to have exceptional courage. Why courage? Well, because the trumpeter doesn't have a gun, doesn't have a sword, doesn't have a musket. The one thing in the trumpeter's hands is the trumpet. He is basically defenseless. So you got to have exceptional courage. And 6, a trumpeter's got to have exceptional legs. Why? Because a trumpeter must go. Paul said concerning him and Silas and Timothy, he said this to the Thessalonians in 1 Thessalonians 1:5, and our gospel came to you. Now, let me show you. First, they start out in Antioch. We just read in Acts 15:40. And Paul chose Silas as his missionary companion, and they departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God. Chapter 16, or verse 41, it says, and he, Paul, and Silas went through Syria and Cilicia, confirming the churches. And in 16:1, then came he to Derbe. After Derbe, he went to Lystra. These are all geographical locations. That's where they went. Now, let's pick it up in chapter 16, verse 6. Acts 16, verse 6. And you're going to see all of the geography that they cover. Let's read. 16:6.
Now, when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. So passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas.
Now, if you look at the little map that I provide you here, they start out in Antioch in Syria. Then they go through Cilicia, Derbe, all the way up to Troas. They're in Troas. Look at all the ground that they've covered. I mean, this is not by train. This is not by plane. This is not by automobile. This is by having exceptional legs. Now let's continue reading.
And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him,
come over to Macedonia and help us.
Now after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them. Therefore, sailing from Troas, we ran a straight course to Samothrace, and the next day came to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is the foremost city of that part of Macedonia, a colony. And we were staying in that city for some days.
So notice, they leave Troas and make their way through much territory until they arrive where? At Philippi. Look at the map. They're moving. Now, they're trumpeters. They are gospel trumpeters, but they haven't trumpeted anything yet. They've been using their legs. They're traveling. And then finally, in chapter 17, go to Acts 17. Acts 17, starting at verse 1 and 2. Let's read that. Acts 17, verses 1 and 2. Let's read.
Now, when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica.
Ah, they came to the city of Thessalonica. Now look at that map. Look at all that ground that they covered without blowing their trumpets. Think about that. So before they were able to use their exceptional lungs and their exceptional lips to play the trumpet, they first had to have and employ exceptional legs. See, that's what evangelism is. That's what going door to door is. You're knocking. You're conversing. You know, I have been using my two legs to go door to door to stuff mailboxes with flyers, and that's what you have to do in order to trumpet the good news of Jesus Christ. It's what we call a visitation ministry. Going door to door. So when Paul, if you go back with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, 1 Thessalonians 1, 5, he says, for our gospel came. Well, how did the gospel come to the Thessalonians? Well, Paul and Silas did all that traveling. So, again, a gospel trumpeter, a gospel preacher, a person who is sharing the good news of Jesus Christ must have exceptional hearing. God is going to speak to you. You're going to hear from the Lord as to where to go. He's the general. You're going to have exceptional sight. You're going to see people whom God is touching. And that's when you know you need to make your move. And then when you see and hear God moving, then you are to use your exceptional lungs, and that is what? To proclaim the gospel boldly and loudly, using your lips of clay, with exceptional courage, having already used your exceptional legs by going door to door. That's how we're going to win St. Johnsville. We're not going to win St. Johnsville by staying within the four doors of the church and hoping that people would just stumble upon the building and come in. No. We have to trumpet the good news of Jesus Christ in St. Johnsville by leaving. Listen, Paul and Silas left the church of Antioch. They left their home base. And we've got to leave the four walls of Grace Church, and we've got to go out into every street there in St. Johnsville. We've got to make the rounds. We've got to go door to door. You got to go to Antioch, and then you got to go through Cilicia, and you got to go to Derbe, Iconium, Pisidia. Listen, you've got to go to all the different stops you need to make to eventually get where you need to go. And that is what? Thessalonica. Now look what Paul did with Silas and Timothy and Thessalonica. Let's read Acts 17, verses 2, 3, and 4. Let's listen. This only happens. You're only going to get these kinds of results when you leave the four walls of the church. The results are found in verse 2, 3, and 4 of Acts 17.
Where there was a synagogue of the Jews, then Paul, as his custom was, went into them, and for three Sabbaths reasoned with them from the Scriptures, explaining and demonstrating that the Christ had to suffer and rise again from the dead, saying,
this Jesus whom I preach to you is the Christ.
And some of them were persuaded, and a great multitude of the devout Greeks, and not a few of the leading women, joined Paul and Silas.
So people got saved. As Paul and Silas began to trumpet the gospel, as they began to proclaim that Jesus was Lord, what happened? People started to come to Christ. That's how we're going to win St. Johnsville. It's not going to happen simply by us having great services among ourselves. We're having great services every Sunday, and that's good. And that's what God wants for his children. Yet there are some people in St. Johnsville that are not yet his children. And they're only going to become his children when we leave the four walls of the church. So, I'll be back tomorrow to continue this series, Trumpeting the Good News of Jesus Christ in St. Johnsville. Are you a trumpeter? I hope you are. We need as many trumpeters as God can give us. I hope and pray that the day will come that I will not be the only one with a few others who are going door to door. I pray, listen, this is my prayer. The same way we have full activity, we our church is fully active in prayer. Our church, you look at our Tuesday night prayer meetings, you look at our numbers, we have a fully active church when it comes to Tuesday night prayer. I would like to see the same thing, a fully active church going door to door. Wouldn't that be something amazing? If we could have a team of people given to trumpeting the good news of Jesus Christ, letting the world know that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, that's the goal. To have God send his church out into the highways and the byways. God bless you, saints. I want to close today's Bible study with this beautiful hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. God bless you. With the Lord of Kings.
face to face.